The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, June 19th, 2016, is from the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 9 through 14, and verse 20. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 9 through 14, and verse 20. Then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord, and serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, my scattered people, will bring me offerings. On that day you, Jerusalem, will not be put to shame for all the wrongs you have done to me, because I will remove from you your arrogant boasters. Never again will you be haughty on my holy hill. But I will leave within you the meek and humble. The remnant of Israel will trust in the name of the Lord. They will do no wrong. They will tell no lies. A deceitful tongue will not be found in their mouths. They will eat and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, daughter Zion. Shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. At that time I will gather you. At that time I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 through 14, and verse 20. Sunday, June 19th, 2016. L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lesson Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 through 14 and verse 20. Zephaniah 3:9. Then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord, and serve him shoulder to shoulder. Through Zephaniah and other prophets, God warned his people to repent or suffer devastating consequences. In ways similar to our day, the vast majority in leadership, and those ruled by them, refused to repent and trust in the true God. But Zephaniah concluded with words of encouragement for those who repented and the faithful who sadly suffered in a godless and unjust nation. No matter how decadent Judah became, some, a remnant, continued to call on the name of the Lord exclusively and worked side by side with other believers. God would purify the lives and lips of those people who knew they were imperfect, but trusted in God, even as Isaiah saw himself as a sinner, but God cleansed his lips and made him a prophet. See Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Zephaniah 3:10. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, my scattered people, will bring me offerings. Prior to the destruction of Jerusalem, some righteous Jews had moved to Egypt and elsewhere. But many righteous and the unrighteous Jews fled the city and went to Egypt after Jerusalem was destroyed in 587 BC. Zephaniah prophesied that those who were faithful, or their faithful descendants, would return to Jerusalem someday and truly worship God with their offerings. This was fulfilled the first time with the Jews returned from exile in Babylon, and other Jews returned from elsewhere, as the many Jews from many nations who celebrated the Festival of Booths on the day of Pentecost also illustrates. Zephaniah 3:11. On that day you, Jerusalem, will not be put to shame for all the wrongs you have done to me, because I will remove from you your arrogant boasters. Never again will you be haughty on my holy hill. Jerusalem was put to shame when the Babylonians destroyed the city in 587 BC. But their shame would only last during their 70 years of exile. During this time, God removed the boasters who gloried in themselves. And through Nehemiah and others, God restored the city. Jerusalem's sinful history repeated itself before and after Jesus was rejected, and Christians were martyred until the Romans destroyed the city in 70 AD. Even though Jerusalem is a city rebuilt within a restored nation of Israel, we await the second coming of Jesus Christ for the perfect fulfillment of God's word through Zephaniah. Zephaniah 3:12. But I will leave within you the meek and humble. The remnant of Israel will trust in the name of the Lord. After the fall of Jerusalem, Babylon took the surviving religious and political leaders into exile and left the meek and humble who trusted in the Lord in the city. These were a remnant, a small portion of people, who obeyed and worshipped the Lord, even though the temple had been destroyed. Zephaniah 3:13. They will do no wrong. They will tell no lies. A deceitful tongue will not be found in their mouths. They will eat and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. This prophecy will be made completely true after Jesus Christ returns as he promised. It became partially true after Jesus sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost to indwell all who will believe in him. It remains true today, but only partially among all true followers of Jesus Christ. By obeying the Scriptures as the Holy Spirit leads and empowers, believers in Christ are freed from slavery to sin and compulsion to sin. Though true believers will sin sometimes until Christ returns, they will find their peace and security in Jesus Christ through all the trials of daily living, evil, and temptations. Zephaniah 3:14. Sing, daughter Jerusalem. Sing aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. Zephaniah's prophecy includes these words of hope for the faithful in the future. When Jesus the Messiah returns and separates the sheep from the wolves, or goats, his followers will sing in Jerusalem, Zion. They will be glad and rejoice with all their heart. Today, the followers of Jesus rejoice in their knowledge of him and the promises that he made about his return when he will make all things new. Zephaniah 3:20. At that time I will gather you. At that time I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord. Many Jews scattered around the world today will continue to come to faith in Jesus the Messiah. When Jesus returns, faithful Christians will be gathered by Christ, and believing Jews will be gathered together in Jerusalem, their ancestral home. Believing Gentiles from people groups around the earth will also be gathered there with Christ. God promises that everything believers have lost in this world for their faith in Jesus Christ and obedience to him will be restored, and they will be given even more in their lives to come. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What did the Lord say He would do before the peoples called on His name? 2. How did God say the peoples would serve Him? 3. What kind of people did God say He would remove from Jerusalem? 4. What kind of people did God say He would leave in Jerusalem? 5. When will God fulfill His promise in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 20? International Bible Lesson, Sunday, June 19, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. God will make the world right someday. Zephaniah 3:13. They will do no wrong. They will tell no lies. A deceitful tongue will not be found in their mouths. They will eat and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. Some think that the earth and the universe will carry on as it has forever, or at least for a few billion more years. Optimists think that the earth will get better and better, or can be made better and better with the right leaders and policies. Pessimists think that the earth is going from bad to worse, and nothing can be done to stop people from declining into an immoral mess. But too many people, including optimists and pessimists, leave God out of their calculations. As revealed in the Bible, God has the final word in the matter. Zephaniah foretold that a great day of the Lord would come someday, when those who insist on living in rebellion against God and goodness will be removed from the earth. After that day, those faithful to God who dwell on the earth will do no wrong, tell no lies, and live unafraid. When Jesus the Messiah came the first time, He forgave sinners, cleansed them from sin, and sent the Holy Spirit to indwell believers. Today, believers can have God's guidance to live right and His perfect love to help them overcome their fears. Jesus also promised to return after all the conditions for His return have been fulfilled. He will come and make all things right on earth. He will fulfill the prophecies of Zephaniah and others completely. Just as no one does wrong or tells lies in heaven, when Jesus returns and establishes the kingdom of God on earth, everyone will love and obey the Lord. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.